We just had a case a few days ago wherein a worker at the airport who is attached at the restaurant got infected with confirmed Ebola. So that's a red flag for us, recognizing that so far, since the outbreak of the Ebola virus in Sierra Leone, we have not exported any patient out of our airport who has confirmed to be Ebola positive based on the symptoms from our airport. That is why we alerted all our stakeholders, and we had a meeting with the workers at the airport, and we explained to them that we are going to put in enhanced screening that is based on the standard operating procedures for all airport workers.
Now, these new measures are for Sierra Leoneans who are working at the airport, or are they just intended for people who are coming in or going out?
These are specifically targeting the workers. It is going to be round the clock. And for passengers arriving and those that are departing, we still subject them to the same surveillance system. Because as I mentioned to you, we want to make sure that our airport continues to respect the standard operating procedures for enhanced screening of all airport staff and passengers. So these are just other measures we are implementing just to reassure the public that both the workers at the airport are not at risk following this one incident, and also to further rekindle the confidence in both our passengers that are arriving and departing that there is no cause for alarm.
Mr. Berete, what can you tell us about the extension of a lockdown in the northern part of Sierra Leone?
Well, the extension, as you know, the western area surge that was declared by His Excellency the President came to an end officially on the 1st of this month, January. But the President has also encouraged people in the respective districts upcountry to bring in measures that they think will go a long way towards the mitigation of the spread of the virus. And so far, we are seeing a lot of dividend to that respect. The reason being, imagine yesterday we reported for the whole country 37 confirmed cases, and today it's 30. So the fluctuation in itself from the hot spots up country, particularly in Potloko District, Bombali District, as well as Kono District, they are now dwindling in terms of confirmed cases for Ebola.